AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli strikes today killed 182 people, the highest single-day death toll in the Israel-Hezbollah war, nearly 900 more wounded. Ed Donahue reports Iran is responding.
Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz again. It cast a doubt over whether an already precarious ceasefire to end the more than month-old war would hold. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt was asked if any deal would include the U.S. getting revenue from tolls in the strait.
It's an idea the president has floated, as you know, and it's something that will continue to be discussed over the course of the next 2 weeks. But the immediate priority of the president is the reopening of the strait without any limitations, whether in the form of tolls or otherwise.
Israel intensified its attacks in Lebanon, hitting several commercial and residential areas in Beirut without warning. Vice President J.D. Vance described the ceasefire in Iran as fragile.
You have people who clearly want to come to the negotiating table and work with us to find a good deal. And then you have people who are lying about even the fragile truce that we've already struck.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The vice president is set to participate in negotiations with Iran and Pakistan this weekend. President Trump's meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte this afternoon. The White House says the president was expected to discuss leaving the alliance. Rutte expected to try to smooth over Trump's anger with NATO over the Iran war. The California Supreme Court has ordered the Republican sheriff of Riverside County, who seized more than 500,000 2025 election ballots, to pause his probe into election fraud allegations. That while judges review a legal challenge. Last November's special election was on redistricting. And in New York, a Long Island architect has pleaded guilty to murdering seven women and admitted he killed an eighth in a string of long unsolved crimes known as the Gilgo Beach killings. Rex Huerman faces life in prison and will be sentenced at a later date. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rallied worldwide and oil prices plunged after the U.S. and Iran reached a ceasefire deal that should allow crude oil to flow more freely from the Persian Gulf. The S&P 500 jumped 2.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,325 points. That's about 2.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 2.8%. Airlines and other companies with big fuel bills rose following the pullback in oil prices. United Airlines jumped almost 8%. While the mood on markets was definitely relief, the stock market and oil prices still haven't returned to where they were before the war with Iran started. The worry is that consistently higher oil prices could set off a damaging burst of inflation throughout the economy, not just in gas prices. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.